Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul from Torah Life Ministries, and we're going to read our Suffer Well devotional here today and every day as we do. Thank you for listening. This is from sufferwell.org. My website is Torah Life Ministry, Torah being the foundation of all scripture. And listen, before we get in reading this, I want to tell you this. People ask me often, they say, Paul, how come I'm not hearing from Yahweh, from God? How can I hear from Him? I say, well, He's speaking to you. They say, how do you know He's speaking to us? I say, well, do you have a Bible? It's the biggest book ever written, filled with information of Him speaking. How often do you read it? How much time do you spend in prayer every day? You want to hear from Him? Read His holy word. Talk to Him, and you'll hear from Him. Let's open up the devotional today. Your whole heart is the title of this. Your whole heart. Tell me, my child, what do you think I intend when I tell you to seek me with your whole heart? Do I merely mean to seek me with your might? Seek me with your own strength will invite problems. Have I not told you, as it says in Zechariah 4, verse 6, then he said to me, this is what Yahweh said to Zerubbabel. It is not by force, not by strength, but by my spirit, says Yahweh, the Lord of heaven's armies. Seek with the power that comes from my spirit. The seeking part is that which will draw you closer. The whole heart, mind, or center of intellect is the circumcised heart. While seeking, confess that my commands are not too mysterious or difficult. As it says in Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, Yahweh Elohim will change your heart and the hearts of your descendants so that you will love Him with all your heart and so you may live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it says Deuteronomy 30 verse 11, this command I'm giving you today is not too difficult for you and it is not beyond your reach. Can you be bitter and seek with your whole heart? Can you be greedy and seek with your whole heart? Can you never read my word and seek with your whole heart? Can you lack faith and still seek with your whole heart? The wholeness comes through correction, application of what my word teaches, especially the pattern of my words. Have I not told you, consider correctly how you listen. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever possesses to him, more shall be given. Luke 8:18 says, so pay attention to how you hear. Those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But those who are not listening, even when they think they understand, they will be taken from them. The wholeness comes only with obedience. You must apply all perimeters of my word in order for your heart to be whole in the first place. Seek me as I wish to be sought. Seek without anxiousness, fear, timidity, and with no shrinking back. Hebrews 11:6 says, and it is impossible to please Yahweh without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that Yahweh exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. I am not asking for immediate perfection, but rather commanding that while you seek me, you do so in whole and reverent manner. Come in humility, a willingness to learn of my love, and with an expectation to receive what my will has caused you to ask for. Come with a whole mind that sees me as I am, and not a personal preference of who you might like me to be. Yes, I am Abba Father, and you will love only me, because I have first loved you. 1 John 4:19 says we love each other because he loved us first. Hallelujah. Remember this, you can only love me because I have allowed you to do so. This is the humble part of seeking me. in a wholeness way. I can only love you by your love. You give me permission to love. That is perfectly correct mindset. And this you will meet me. And in this you will meet me and thus find yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we read this important word today and we think about this, and as I started off again and I say it, how many of you are truly seeking him? How much time do you spend each day in the word? How much time each day do you spend in prayer? Somebody says, well, I pray every now and then for 5 or 10 minutes, every now and then. But then you take a chunk of your life out to plan times to go to plays, to go to sports events, to watch shows on TV. You're not taking 10 minutes to watch a show on TV. You're taking hours. You're not going to Walmart for 5 minutes. You're spending hours there. But then you spend 5 minutes talking to our Creator or reading one verse in the morning or a verse that's hanging up on your wall. What about reading His holy word every single day? Something is supposed to happen when you become a believer and confess with your lips. Your heart is supposed to change. And you are to love what He loves and hate what He hates. And how many of you do that? How many of you want to hear from our Creator? Seek and you shall find. How many of you are seeking? And you claim you don't hear from Him. Even if you don't even believe right now, I say, just give Him a chance. Try it before you deny it. Just tell Him. Just stop everything and say, Father Yahweh, show me. Show me. If you're real, you show me. Just like Jacob said there in Jacob's ladder. If you're real, show me. And you will be my God. He'll show you. Seek. And you shall find. His word speaks it. Speaks it. How many of you want to hear from Him every single day of your life? How many of you are ready to hear from Him every single day of your life? Read His word. Read His word. It's whose word? His word. Seek it. Isaiah 11:2, verses 2-4 says, and the spirit of Yahweh will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of Yahweh. He will delight in obeying Yahweh. He will not judge by appearance nor make a decision based on hearsay. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. Hallelujah. Guess what? How many of you want that same power and opportunity? Well, Yeshua says, follow me, and I will show you greater things. Yes, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, says, follow me, and I will show you great things. Every single gift that was offered to every single prophet in the scriptures and everyone long ago, you have the opportunity, according to the word of our Creator, to accomplish. Hosea 1 verse 7 says, but I will show love to the people of Judah. I will free them from their enemies, not with weapons and armies or horses or chariots, but by my power as their Elohim. It's by his power, not by ours. The greatest thing, more powerful than guns and weapons of mass destruction, the greatest thing to get what we want, the greatest thing we could ever achieve, the greatest way to know that you're truly hearing from our Creator and being obedient to him, is to understand love. It's to understand love. And there's only one type of love. Many are called, but few are chosen. Because many people don't understand or aren't willing to understand what love is. There's only one type of love. And if you don't have or understand Yeshua is in charge of everything, if you do not love him with all your heart, you cannot understand love because he is love and he shows us love. This is what people aren't understanding. I'm going to say it again. Without understanding and believing Yeshua is who he says he is, you can't understand all the aspects of true love. But Yeshua has given us his word and he's told us who he is and he teaches us what love is. And he wants people to understand that. And he wants us to be free. Know the truth and the truth will set you free. Yeshua is love. And we love him and he loves us. And that's the true covenant. Everything else is written in the word of how we are to act. But our attitude and our heart and everything must be filled with love. And so many people don't understand love. Go back and look at the 16 aspects of love that we spoke about in this devotional series if you truly want to understand the only form of true love. Haggai 2 verses 4 and 5 says, but now Yahweh says, be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong to all you people still left in the land, and now get to work, for I am with you, says the Lord of heaven's armies. My spirit remains among you as I promised you when I came out of Egypt, so do not be afraid. And he tells us all that, the same thing today. He's with us, so we should not be afraid of man, of man's ways. Just be in awe of our Creator and all the great things he does with us. He supplies for us daily the everything we need. In Ephesians 6:17, it says, put on the salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh. The most powerful thing you have in your life is not your wallet or your checkbook. The most profitable thing you have in your life is not your houses or your cars. No, it's the word of our Creator that sadly so many people left sitting closed in their house. Open it up and read it every day. Teach it to your children. That is where the answer is. That is where love lies, and that's what we must do. Isaiah 45 verse 19 says, I publicly proclaim bold promises. I do not whisper obscurities in some dark corner. I would not have told the people of Israel to seek me if I could not be found. I, Yahweh, speak only what is true and declare only what is right. How many of you today are willing and listening to listen to his word? How many of you truly want to hear him every single day of your life? Open up your Bible and read it. Read it. Read it loud and read it proud. Read the word. Get into the word and you'll understand it. People think I grew up with this word and I read it every day of my life. It wasn't until I was in my late 20s that I first opened up a Bible. But I know it because I read it every day. Matthew 25:29 says, to those who use well what they have given, even more will be given. And they who have an abundance, they will have an abundance. But those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. What we're coming down to is the word. You have been given the word. How many of you are reading it? Don't tell me you read the Bible once 20 years ago and you came to all these conclusions every single day over and over again. That's what people tell me. They say, oh, I read the Bible when I was younger and I didn't come to the same conclusions that you did or whatever. How many years ago when you were younger? 20 years ago? Read it every day. You watch your favorite movie 5 times. You listen to your favorite songs on the radio over and over again, but you read the Bible once or twice 20 years ago. Make it the favorite thing in your life. Make it high above everything. Read these words because these are the instructions of our Creator of how to live our lives. The Bible simply teaches love. And that's what we need to understand. Everything we have wrong in this world is a lack of love. And until we understand love, we can't love our Creator with our full heart and give him a full heart. We must trust him, but we must not go by our own power, our own strength. We must go by his holy word to trust and to love and to know what that is. We have to do it. And it begins with trusting our Creator, not by our own strength, but by his word. By his word. Yahweh tells us what to do through his word, and he wants us to speak to him through prayer. And you could trust him that if he tells you, if it's his Holy Spirit, you do it and you will be fine. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be trembled or be dismayed, for Yahweh is with you wherever you go. The same exact verse can be used for your life, not just for Joshua. Be strong and courageous, and do not be trembled or be dismayed. Yahweh will be with you wherever you go if you trust him. How many of you are ready to trust him? Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to seek him? How many of you ready to do this? And we have trials in our lives, and the enemy tries to come and attack. But it's through our confidence and our faith in Yahweh that we are victorious. By faith and faith alone, and trust in him. Understand by faith and trust in him what he said in Luke 1, verse 37. For no word from Yahweh will ever fail. No word will ever fail. Job 42:2 says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. No word will ever fail. We need to know what his words are. We need to know what his words say. Genesis 28:15 says, I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. And he promises us greater things, a future and a hope. How many of you want to receive that promise? Read his word daily. Read his word. Understand the love that he's trying to teach through Yeshua. Whatever and wherever it is, whatever you've done in the past, he will restore if you come to him and trust him. Joel 2:25 says, I will restore to you the years that a swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter of my great army, which I sent among you. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 says, and Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having that all you need will be abound in every good work. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, by his strength, not by our own, leaving it to him and telling him and showing him. It says in Deuteronomy 30, verses 3 and 4, and when you and your children return to Yahweh your Elohim and obey him with all your heart, underline and highlight that word, obey him with all your heart and with all your soul according to everything I command you today, then Yahweh your Elohim will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and greater and gather you again from all the nations he has scattered you. Even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there Yahweh, your Elohim, will gather you and bring you back. Now this verse I want to focus on here. Deuteronomy 30 verses 3 and 4. Many of us have done so many bad things in our lives that go against his word. Many of us have been loving sin and making a practice out of it. And repentance is not just changing some words out of your mouth, some tears from your eyes. That's not what repentance is. Repentance is changing your mind. And your mind will change your actions because your action is controlled by your mind. And it says here in Deuteronomy 3, verse 4, I want to read it again. It says, if you obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything he commands, then Yahweh will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you. So I want you to listen to that today. I don't care if you call yourself a believer or a make-believer or a Christian or whatever else you call yourself. It's very simple. Obey him with all your heart and soul and do what he commands you to do, and he'll restore everything back to you that was originally yours, that the enemy tried to take away and destroy. And the first lesson he gives us is to teach us love. Proverbs 3, 5, and 7 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. Remember, the truth is found in him, and he wants to teach it to us, but we must trust in him. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for Yahweh is our refuge. At all times, not sometimes, not when we feel like it, not when it seems like it's okay. Trust in him at all times, all times. And watch how he comforts you in your troubles, how much he cares for you. We got to trust him. Trust Yahweh. Trust Yahweh. Psalms 9 verse 10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Yahweh, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 27, 13 and 14 says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh, be strong and take heart and wait for Yahweh. Lamentations 3, 24 to 25, I said to myself, Yahweh is my portion, therefore I will wait on him. Yahweh is good to those whose hope is in him and those who seek him. Job 13, verse 15 is a great example of having faith and trust in Yahweh. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food, is what Job said. His words are more important than my life. Than my life. time we cried out and we said to Yahweh, Mark 9:23-24, Yeshua said, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. How many of you are willing to do that right now and say that right now? I don't care what your life has been, and I don't care how close you think you are to the word. Right now, say, I believe, help my unbelief. Shout it out right now to him. Right now to him, I'm going to give you a second to say that right now. I believe, help my unbelief. Say it now. Say it now. John 13:7 says, you do not realize what I am doing, but later you will understand. And Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. In all things, in all things. So I invite you all to just be still and know that he is Yahweh. And in all things, he will bless you with his grace and he will strengthen you with his power to accomplish everything, everything that your circumcised heart is looking forward to and waiting and willing to happen by his grace. It says in Romans 5:8, but Yahweh demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were sinners, Yeshua died for us. The wonderful grace that he gives us. The wonderful grace that he wants us to live with. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is new, a new creature. Old things that are passed away, behold, all things become new. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Psalms 103:10-11 says, he does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and our sins and cleanse us from the unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. Do we understand? Do we understand repentance brings refreshing? Psalms 103:12, as far as the east and from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful grace. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful grace that gives us Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. We are free. We are free. We are free. We are free in him. And he gives us more grace. He opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves today. Get in his word and read his word. Remember, it's not by your strength, but by his strength. His strength. His mighty power. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally be strong in Yahweh and his mighty power. Psalms 28:7-8 says, Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song I praise him. Yahweh is the strength of his people, the fortress of his salvation, the anointed one. And Psalm 68:35 says, you, Yahweh, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Total submission. With total submission to him and his word, we're able to endure. Philippians 4:13 says, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. He that strengthens us. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on God, stand firm in the faith, be courageous and be strong. Be courageous and be strong. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, Yahweh gave us a spirit of not fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Power, love, and self-control. More love, more power, more of you in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Matthew 9:19-26 says, Yeshua said, looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with Yahweh, somebody say, all things are possible. All things, say it right now, all things are possible. All things. And Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, I am with you, do not be afraid. For I am your Elohim, your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you to my righteous with my righteous right hand. Thank you, Father. Psalms 27:1 says, The Elohim, my God, is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Thank you. Thank you. That's the heart we need. He strengthened us. We read his word. We love. We follow. We obey. And he fills us up. He strengthens up. Strengthens us. James 4:7 says it. Submit yourselves therefore to Yahweh. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And his love never fails. His love never fails. Never, ever, ever, ever. 2 Timothy 2:1 says, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Yeshua, our Messiah. Thank you. Only when you understand and come to the realization that this man died for you, will you have the opportunity to have the scales lifted from your eyes and you'll be able to see the truth. He didn't just die. He died for me and he died for you. And just as if you knew somebody who did die for you, if a car pulled up and somebody jumped out and stuck a gun right in front of your head and was about to pull the trigger, and at the last second, some man jumped in front of that bullet and took that bullet for you, I'm positive you'd be on the news and you'd be on the talk shows and everyone telling everybody that this man died for you. Well, I'm reminding you, somebody did die for us. His name was Yeshua. And it's time we spoke about that more often. It's time we stop just saying he died for us and we understand what that truly means and what true love is. And then we seek our wonderful creator and he gives us that. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, look to Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face always. Seek his face always. When Yahweh is your strength, you'll be extremely blessed. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage. Psalms 84, verses 4 to 5. He gives us what we need in his holy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 21:13 says, rise up, O Yahweh, in all your power. Music and singing, celebrate your mighty acts. Praise his name today and praise him, for this is the day that he has made, and it should be good always and forever. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father Yahweh, for this wonderful day. Thank you for this holy word. May others read your word and be blessed through your wonderful grace and your mercy. And thank you for Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. All right, everybody, you can find me and more of these teachings at my website, Torah Life Ministries. .org, TorahLifeMinistries.org. That's with an S at the end. And you could also go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Have a blessed day, everybody, and Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Turn your eyes upon the one who saves you from all your sickness and diseases. He won't forsake or leave us. He says, come. For the world grows strangely dim as we set our